Genghis Khan. A captivating guide to a remarkable Genghis Khan. The ruthless legacy, great Mongol empire, and the making of the modern world. Robert Mitchell. Chapter 1: The birth of a nomadic leader. Mongolia in the 12th century was a land of extremes. Towering mountains, sweeping grasslands, and unforgiving winters made survival a daily challenge. For the nomadic tribes who called this place home, life revolved around their herds of animals. Horses, sheep, and goats weren't just livelihood, they were life itself. Amidst this rugged landscape, a boy named Temujin was born in 1162. Little did anyone know, this boy would grow to become one of the most influential figures in human history, Genghis Khan. A fateful birth. Temujin was born clutching a blood clot in his fist, according to legend. To the Mongols, this was a sign of greatness, a symbol that he was destined to lead. His father, Yasuge, was a respected leader of the Borjigin clan, one of the many tribes scattered across the Mongolian steppes. But the world Temujin was born into was far from stable. Tribal warfare was a constant threat, and alliances were as fragile as the thin ice that covered Mongolia's rivers in winter. Temujin's mother, Holun, was a remarkable woman. She had been abducted by Yasuge from another tribe, a common practice among the nomads of the time. Despite this violent beginning, she became a pillar of strength for her family, embodying the resilience that would later define her son's character. The steppes, land of freedom and struggle. To understand Temujin's early life, it's essential to grasp the environment that shaped him. The Mongolian steppe was vast and untamed. The horizon seemed to stretch forever, broken only by rolling hills and the occasional cluster of yurts, portable felt tents used by the nomads. The steppe was both beautiful and harsh, offering little shelter from the biting winds of winter or the scorching sun of summer. Life here required adaptability, strength, and a deep connection to nature. The Mongols lived on horseback, able to ride for days without rest. Children learned to ride almost as soon as they could walk, and archery was a skill taught early. These abilities weren't just for sport, they were essential for survival in a world where a person's life could depend on their ability to hunt or flee from enemies. Tribal life and early lessons. The Mongols were organized into clans and tribes, each fiercely independent and often at war with one another. Alliances were formed through marriage, but these could be broken as quickly as they were made. Loyalty was to one's family and tribe, and outsiders were treated with suspicion. Temujin grew up witnessing the constant tension between tribes. His father, Yasuge, worked tirelessly to maintain the Borjigin clan status and protect his family. He was skilled in diplomacy and warfare, balancing the delicate alliances that kept their tribe safe. Temujin, as the eldest son, was expected to learn these skills and one day take his father's place. But life on the steppe wasn't all politics and war. There were moments of joy too. The Mongols valued music, storytelling, and traditions passed down through generations. Around the family fire, young Temujin would have heard tales of great warriors and their deeds, stories that would inspire him in the years to come. A fragile childhood. Temujin's childhood wasn't easy. Though his family was well regarded, the steppe's dangers spared no one. Rival tribes, harsh weather, and limited resources made every day a struggle. But it was within this crucible of hardship that Temujin's character